Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look back to the trial of Jesus, we see that there were actually two phases of his trial, a Jewish phase and a Roman phase, or you could say a religious phase and a secular phase. Last Wednesday, we heard of the man in charge of the Jewish phase of Jesus' trial, High Priest Caiaphas. Tonight, we see Jesus on trial before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. And why was the second phase needed? We hear that question answered in tonight's gospel reading. When Jesus was brought to Pilate, the governor initially attempted not to be involved at all. He said to the Jewish leaders, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." But they responded, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." The Jewish people were under Roman control. And while the Romans gave the Jews a certain amount of freedom for self-rule, especially in religious matters, that freedom did not include the authority to administer capital punishment. Only Rome could apply the death penalty. And so that is why the Jewish leaders brought Jesus to Pilate. They were determined to see Jesus dead. And for that, they needed Pilate. So we can see why they needed Pilate's cooperation. But the question remains, why would Pilate be willing to cooperate? Pilate didn't consider Jesus a threat to Rome. After Jesus explained to Pilate that his kingdom is not of this world, Pilate went out to the Jewish leaders and said, "I find no guilt in him." And Pilate also had no personal grudge against Jesus. He had no personal desire to harm him or to get him out of the way, which is why we see Pilate trying not just once, but several times to avoid sentencing Jesus. So why would Pilate ultimately end up cooperating? Why would he end up sentencing to death a man who he actually wanted to release? Well, it's long been observed that those who are in power tend to become overly focused on staying in power. That was every bit as true then as it is today. And Pilate was certainly no exception. The Jewish leaders were aware of that, and they exploited that. After Pilate repeatedly sought to release Jesus, the Jewish leaders said to him, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." And this is where Pilate found himself feeling trapped. He knew that Jesus was not claiming a worldly kingdom and was no political threat to Caesar. But now it was clear that the Jewish leaders were willing to say otherwise to Caesar. And if that were to happen, that would put Pilate and his power in a very precarious position. As the governor or prefect of Judea, Pilate had been appointed by Tiberius Caesar, and he served at Caesar's pleasure. If Caesar began to doubt his loyalty, Pilate would certainly lose his position, and he might very well be sent into exile. And so this very thinly veiled threat from the Jewish leaders left Pilate really feeling in a bind. And to understand even more why Pilate felt that his position really was threatened by this, it's helpful to also look at some additional historical information that we know from outside the Bible. From the writings of the first century Jewish historian Josephus, we know that only about a year before this, other complaints about Pilate had reached Caesar, and he had formally rebuked Pilate. And as a result of that, Pilate at this point would have already felt like he was walking on eggshells, needing to carefully avoid doing anything more that might anger Caesar. And so from Pilate's perspective then, the timing could not be worse for another possible complaint to Caesar. So Caiaphas and his fellow leaders knew exactly what they were doing when they said that if Pilate were to release Jesus, that would mean that he was no friend of Caesar. Politically, it was a very shrewd move on their part, and it was effective. Although Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent, he nevertheless handed him over to be crucified. And here we see that the Jewish high priest Caiaphas and the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, despite their differences, had something significant in common: their love of power. Both of them were more concerned with their status than they were with the truth. Both of them cared more about being honored than about doing what is honorable. And because both of them cared more about securing their position than they did about ruling justly, they were both willing to sacrifice Jesus on the altar of their careers. We began this evening by observing that there were two phases of Jesus' trial: the Jewish phase with Caiaphas and the Roman phase with Pilate. And in both of them, the verdict was guilty. In the Jewish proceedings, Caiaphas was guilty. And in the Roman proceedings, Pilate was guilty. Guilty of injustice, guilty of either turning a blind eye to the truth or turning away from the truth. They were both guilty of innocent blood. Now, it's true that there were differences between Caiaphas and Pilate. One had actually wanted Jesus dead, while the other hadn't wanted it, though in the end he still acquiesced to it. And one had actively brought about the series of events, while the other essentially had them dropped in his lap. And because of those differences, Jesus did say to Pilate that the one who had delivered Jesus over to him actually had the greater sin. But the remarkable thing about that statement from Jesus, which could be easily missed, is that in that one sentence from Jesus, he actually declared both Pilate and Caiaphas guilty of sin. Yes, he did say that Caiaphas had the greater sin, but to say that Caiaphas was guilty of a greater sin than Pilate was also to say that Pilate, too, was guilty of sin in this matter. He too was guilty of breaking God's law. And with that, we are reminded that there is, in the end, really only one whose judgment really matters. And that one whose judgment matters is not Caiaphas and it is not Pilate. It is the one who stood before them, the one whom they will one day stand before, the one whom one day all people will stand before, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in 2 Corinthians, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And tonight we give thanks that the judge whom we will stand before is a very, very different kind of judge than the judges whom he stood before, that he is a completely different kind of judge than either Caiaphas or Pilate. He is a judge who has already pled guilty to our crimes so that we can be acquitted. He is a judge who has already served our sentence for us on the cross, so that we can instead be set free and live in freedom. He is a judge who cannot wait for us to hear from his lips the verdict, not guilty, on account of Christ. For while Pilate did all that he could to hold on to his high position, Christ willingly gave up his exalted position in heaven to come down to us and save us. While Pilate sent an innocent man to death in order to save himself, Jesus willingly gave himself into death in order to save us. And while Pilate tried to soothe his own conscience by washing his hands and saying he was innocent of Jesus' blood, Jesus washes our sins away in his blood so that our troubled consciences can find real peace in him. For while we see in Pontius Pilate the love of power, we see in Jesus Christ the saving power of his love. And because of that saving love of Jesus, there is now no need for any of us to fear any man's judgment about us. As we have seen, Jesus didn't fear the judgment of Caiaphas or Pilate, and he also didn't lower himself to their level by lashing out against them. As we read in 1 Peter, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. In other words, he did not concern himself with the judgment of any man. He simply entrusted himself to God, who he knew judges rightly. And so we do the same. And we do so knowing exactly where we stand with God and what his judgment of us is. For we know that in the words of Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And in the end, that is the only judgment that matters at all. All glory, honor, and praise be to Christ Jesus, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, who now lives and reigns at God's right hand, who will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of all of our sins. Amen.